I'm Paul Hitchcock, and you're listening to Nothing But the Blues here on WMKY 90.3 FM, Morehead State Public Radio. It's my honor right now to have as a guest on the show Mr. Greg Martin, guitarist and one of the founding members of the Kentucky Headhunters, just released their latest CD. It's a project with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend, pianist Johnny Johnson. The CD is called Meet Me in Bluesland. It's available on Alligator Records. Greg, thanks for joining me on the program today.
My pleasure, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Enjoying the new record. And I got to tell you, I've been waiting for this. I've heard rumors about this, these songs. And finally, we have something in our hands we can enjoy and listen to.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, getting to play with Johnny was something. I mean, when we put the Headhunters together back in 1986, for us to even envision a chance to even be in the same room with Johnny Johnson was far-fetched, and that dream did come true. We all grew up on those Blue Chess records with Chuck Berry, and on those wonderful records was this beautiful tinkling piano just playing all this great stuff all over the place. And, you know, for years and years, until Hell, Hell, Rock and Roll, unless you was a blues scholar, a lot of us didn't know about Johnny Johnson or the importance. And it's funny, Paul, because I got to talk to Jeff Beck about 2 weeks ago in Louisville when he was at the Whitney Center, and I gave him a copy of the CD, and he was very intrigued because he knew who Johnny was right off the bat. And he said, you know, he looked at me and said, Johnny Johnson made those records, you know. And not taking anything from Chuck Berry, of course. He was a great poet, great songwriter. But Johnny did have a great presence on those records. And the English guys understood that. They really did. A lot of us over here didn't really know the importance of Johnny till later. I think it was around 92. We were up for a Grammy for Electric Barnyard, and we went to New York. So we go to a little pre-Grammy party in a room, and lo and behold, we see Johnny Johnson sitting at a table by himself, and we make a beeline to Johnny Johnson and sit down and go, hey, what are you doing, you know, here and this and that. He was up for a Grammy as well. And I guess the managers at that point saw, these guys, you know, and we were doing pretty well at that time in the country charts, and this is before they figured out we were a blues rock band, you know. And we got hanging with Johnny, and the managers looking at each other, and the next thing I know, a couple months later, we get a call from Johnny's management wanting to know if we'd be interested in recording an album with Johnny. Of course, we said, when, where, and that was That'll Work, which came out in 1993. You remember that one, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely.
You know, Johnny flew in to Nashville, and of course, Johnny thought he knew we were a country band, and he said, well, I've already played country. I want to hear you guys play some blues. And we sat down and played some blues, maybe a Chuck Berry song. And he said, okay, I'm a headhunter. You know? I guess he was giving us a little test. And, of course, immediately right from the start, it was great. The chemistry was there. He made us play well beyond our years and made us play like real men. I've always said that. Just get on that groove and ride, you know. It was beautiful. That's how we met Johnny, and that's how, you know, we did the first album. Fast forward to 2003, we were working on Soul, and we needed some piano on Have You Ever Loved a Woman? And we called Johnny in St. Louis, and we got it worked out where he would come down and play some piano. And, you know, he flew in from, believe it or not, from Houston. He had been down jamming with the Rolling Stones one night in Houston. And we kept him for 3 days. We got in the studio, did the overdub, started jamming. This is 2003, okay? The next thing I know, we're writing songs on the floor. We're doing stuff like Little Queenie. We were doing some other blues standards that didn't quite make the album, but that's where these tracks came from. All these tracks on that came from that. And he, as you know, he passed away in 2005, and we really never thought much about it except, you know, maybe one day if it was a time presented itself, we would re-release this stuff with the blessing from Francis, his widow. And probably last fall or last year, she told Richard, said, when are you going to release this album or work on those tracks? And I want to hear them before I pass away. And we were already working on another CD of songs, you know, only get ready to go into the studio. So we just went, okay, we got to finish this Johnny Johnson project. And we started going through all the tracks, and everything basically was there, Paul. And lo and behold, around Christmas, Bubba Sullivan from Helena had mentioned that we should play this stuff for Bruce Ziegler at Alligator. Mm-hmm. And during the holidays, we sent the tracks, you know, that weren't quite finished yet to Bruce Ziegler. He loved it. And we finished the CD, and lo and behold, Meet Me in Bluesland. It'll be on the market June 2nd, and that's been a long, long journey.
I'm Paul Hitchcock, and I'm speaking with Greg Martin with the Kentucky Headhunters. We're talking about a new CD with Johnny Johnson. It's called Meet Me in Bluesland. It's on Alligator Records.
Oh, it's a great label, and we've known Bruce. Bruce has been a friend of mine for many years. And there again, you know, back when we started the band, I mean, when the Headhunters were formed in 1986, we're really a blues rockabilly band. We had no aspirations to go to Nashville to do what happened. It just kind of organically happened, you know, that we go down there, Picking on Nashville comes out on Mercury. Next thing you know, we're like country music group of the year 2 years in a row. We're going, well, that's interesting.
Well, you know, Greg, you know, everybody's wanting to label music, you know, country, rock, yeah. Soul, you know, in your put in a box, and you have to stay in that category. But, you know, good music is good music, right?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. That's the thing that I miss about the late 60s and maybe early 70s. Music wasn't put in those little compartments as much. You know, when it comes down to playing live, we just do it, and that's what we love doing. And by the grace of God, we were able to finish this CD, and we never envisioned having a chance to do this, and it's a beautiful thing. Music is like air to me and the guys. I can't imagine a day without music. We absolutely love playing for people, and it does surprise me here in 2015 that we are still doing it. I'm 62 years old, and I'm still just as passionate about it as I was when I was 18 years old, I guess.
Well, I know you're playing the hits when you go out, but, you know, your past hits, but you're obviously probably supporting this too, playing a lot of these tunes on stage. How are the fans responding to this side of the Headhunters that they may not have known existed before?
We're getting very good response on a lot of these songs. Of course, we did a show here at the Plaza Theater in Glasgow, May 2nd, where we did like a little pre-release party, and we played a lot of the songs from the CD, and we brought in a friend of ours, Kevin McKendry, who's played piano with Delbert McClinton, Brian Setzer, and he's a kind of an understudy of Chuck Mabell. And he came up, of course, there's no replacing Johnny Johnson. There's just nobody can do that, but Kevin did a great job. So we played this show up here, and it went over great. People loved it, and we've been playing about four or five songs on the road along with the hits and other album tracks, and they're very well received. Really going over well.
Any plans for any other pure blues projects or hybrid country blues rock with some blues styles in there?
Paul, I hope so. It's my heart. And I know it's a big part of Richard, Fred, and Doug as well. When the band was put together, that's what we were. I know there's a big part of Southern tinge rock in our music, you know, but honestly, my heart beats blue, you know, and I love the stuff. And if I could play blues the rest of my existence, I'd be happy. And I hope that this opens. I'm telling you right now, I hope it opens up the door for more projects like this. You know, I hope the next one is a four-piece. Just us doing blues, and I hope that happens.
Well, best of luck to you. Congratulations on the new project, and I know that you wish Johnny was here to see it, but I'm sure he approves.
We miss Uncle Johnny. He gave us something great. It was a great gift playing with Johnny, and when we got a blessing from Frances, his widow, that she loved the project, we knew that we had done the right thing, and I feel it's a great project. And I'll tell you what, our cousin Anthony Kenny played bass on this. He was still in the band. He left the band a few years ago. He done a wonderful job as well. He's a big part of this as well.
Okay, thanks, Greg, for joining us today. Greg Martin, guitarist, one of the founding members of the Kentucky Headhunters. They've just released their latest CD. First one for Alligator Records. It's a project with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legend pianist Johnny Johnson. The CD is called Meet Me in Bluesland, available in stores June 2nd. Greg, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Paul.